Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Welcome back to More Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Shauna Moore, and I am here with my husband and co-host, Dave Moore.
Hey, everyone. Hey, good to be back. Shauna, I've been looking forward to this episode all week, and not just because I get to make at least one or two bad dad jokes, which, to be honest with you, none of them are bad.
That's up for debate.
Dad jokes about the market. They can't be that bad.
Well, I mean, I do have to say we've started with how many jokes today so far, and you got a lot of bad feedback from us.
I think that's normal, though.
It's a tough crowd. Well,
Of course, joining us as always is our awesome co-host, Jacqueline, who brings such great insight to both the emotional and practical side of retirement planning.
Oh, Shauna, you're so sweet. I just don't think that's necessarily the case.
Oh, it absolutely is the case.
You guys know what today is?
What?
Do you know what today is? Today is the day before your birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Let's go, Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Let's go.
Jack Attack, you know, Jake Quillen, yes. You know, Jake, all of them.
Yeah.
But thank you. It's always fun to be here with the two of you, even when Dave's jokes make me question my career choices.
Wow.
That's pretty strong right there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, laughter is good for the portfolio. Studies show it adds years to your life expectancy. Though, unfortunately, it doesn't compound like interest.
Well, that is one way to start a financial podcast, a little humor and a reminder that we're all human. But in all seriousness, today's topic is one of the most important and the most misunderstood parts of retirement planning. We're talking about sequence of returns risk, which is how the timing of your investment returns can make or break your retirement income strategy.
Exactly. And it sounds pretty technical, but when we're going to break it down in plain English, because this isn't just about numbers, it's about protecting your lifestyle, your peace of mind, and your long-term plan once you stop working.
And we'll throw in a few tips, stories, and maybe one or two of my famous analogies. I've got a new one that involves a roller coaster, leaky gas tank, and a retiree's checking account.
That sounds a little terrifying, to be honest, but a little strangely accurate.
Yeah, well, folks, you're going to need to buckle up for this one. This is going to be both educational and quite entertaining with Dave.
Yes, it will. So let's go ahead and jump in. So let's start with a simple explanation. Sequence of returns risks means that when you experience your market gains and losses matters just as much as how big they are, especially once you retire and start taking withdrawals.
Exactly. During your accumulation years, volatility isn't your enemy. You're buying shares at lower prices. But once you retire and start selling those shares for income, it flips. Losses early in retirement can cause long-term damage.
We call that the trifecta. First, your account is down for market losses. Second, you're pulling income out at the same time. And third, now you have less invested to benefit when markets rebound.
Yep, exactly. You know, for instance, we've had clients come to us over the years, but let's just, I'm going to refer to one, we're going to call them Tom and Linda, and they retired right before a significant market downturn. Now, they were both taking their standard withdrawals from their portfolio for income per their previous advisor's recommendations. But because the market dropped 20% in that first year of retirement, they ended up needing to withdraw more than planned just to cover their living expenses. And that early loss really set back their portfolio for several years, even after the market recovered.
Wow. And that's why having a well-structured income plan isn't just important, it's essential. It's what separates people who survive retirement from those who truly enjoy it.
And this conversation is really timely. We're in a market environment where interest rate shifts, inflation still hangs around, and a lot of uncertainty.
Yes. And people often say, well, my plan assumes a 7% return. But that's just an average. It doesn't show what happens if the bad years come first.
Right, Jacqueline. You know, early losses, again, they can force you to withdraw a larger percentage of your portfolio, which can deplete your savings faster. And that is something that we want to help people avoid.
So, Shauna, what are some withdrawal strategies that can help minimize this risk?
You know, well, most people have heard of the 4% rule, but that's based on older data. It's an older rule of thumb. Today, we lean toward dynamic withdrawal strategies, meaning that you can adjust your income as markets change. So when we work with clients, we help them build a more flexible plan, because even with proper planning, sometimes in the first few years of our client's retirement, the market might dip, and that is completely out of our control. But because we build a dynamic withdrawal strategy, our clients are able to only slightly reduce their discretionary spending, if at all, while still maintaining essential income. So over time, their portfolios are able to recover and they are able to enjoy their retirement lifestyle without the added stress, like I mentioned earlier.
And if the market's up, you can take a little bit more. If it's down, maybe tighten the belt for a year or even longer. That flexibility can make your savings last years longer than expected.
Then there's the bucket strategy, one of our favorites. You have short-term, mid-term, and long-term buckets, each serving a different purpose.
Exactly. You know, your short-term bucket, that's going to cover a few years of income, the most income you need the soonest. It's going to be more stable, low-risk investments. The mid-term bucket provides a little more growth, but still with some stability, knowing that you're not going to need it for several years. And then your long-term is your inflation-fighting engine. It's invested more aggressively to help offset the rising cost of goods and services.
That way, when markets drop, you're not touching the investments that are temporarily down. You're living from the safe money bucket. And to me, it kind of reminds me of different colors. You know, low risk is green, mid is about yellow, and then high risk or more aggressive is red.
Exactly. Absolutely, Jacqueline. That's a really good analogy.
And Shauna, this ties in with guaranteed income tools like annuities, right?
Yes, it does. You know, annuities, they can sometimes get a bad rap, but they can provide lifetime income that doesn't depend on market performance. So they can help you cover your essential expenses so that you're not forced to sell your investments during a downturn in the market.
Exactly. They're not for everyone, but used properly, they're a stabilizer in the income plan, especially for covering core expenses like housing, utilities, or healthcare.
Yep. It's all about balance, really. It's combining growth, gives you some guarantees and liquidity so that you can weather any storm with confidence. You know, and another key piece is rebalancing. You shouldn't, just set your investments once and walk away. You need to make sure that you are always rebalancing them, analyzing how you're invested and making adjustments as needed.
Right. As markets move, your allocations drift, and that can increase your risk exposure. Rebalancing helps keep your portfolio aligned with your goals.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And using income guardrails, where you set limits on how much you'll adjust your spending up or down, gives you a framework that's flexible but disciplined.
Exactly, Jacqueline. And that's how you truly make your retirement income plan adaptive, so that it bends without actually breaking. So let's do a quick recap of what listeners should take away from today's show.
Well, first, the sequence of returns matters. Early losses can be devastating if you're withdrawing from your portfolio.
Second, use a flexible withdrawal plan. Don't treat your retirement paycheck like a salary. Adjust it when needed.
Absolutely. You know, looking back to the initial example with Tom and Linda, versus someone who has a real retirement income plan that's more flexible, you can see how withdrawal strategy and planning make all the difference. You know, one couple felt the stress of early losses while the other had a plan that absorbed those bumps and kept them on track.
Third, consider guaranteed income sources to offset market risk. And finally, review your plan regularly so it stays aligned with the markets in your life. So before we wrap up today's episode, we want to take a quick moment to recognize that this week marked the birthday of Charlie Kirk.
You know, Charlie was such a strong voice for faith, for freedom, and standing up for what you believe in, values that we hold dear both in life and in our business.
Yes, and Charlie Kirk's birthday was October 14th. He inspired so many people, especially the younger generation, to think critically, to question, and to have the courage to speak their minds without fear.
And that's something that I think we all need to remember today and every day, honestly, because our world feels more divided than ever. And just because someone disagrees with you doesn't mean there's hate. We can disagree respectfully and still share the same desire for a better future.
Exactly. And we've lost that. There's no room for hate, but there's always room for conviction, kindness, and for courage.
Very well said. And in honor of Charlie's example, we just want to encourage everyone, to our listeners, everyone around us, stand for what's right, speak truth with love, and never be afraid to use your voice.
Well, you know, and we want to thank you for listening today. You know, if you don't yet have a retirement income plan that accounts for sequence of returns, or you just want to review your withdrawal strategy, we're here to help.
You can schedule a complimentary discovery call with our team by visiting morewealthtalk.com or calling 833-4-MY-WEALTH.
More with two O's.
Yes.
Don't forget that you can also order Shauna's book, Retire With More, A Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement, on Amazon, or reach out to Dave and Shauna and they'll send a copy out to you at no additional charge. Thanks so much for tuning in to More Wealth Retirement Talk.
And until next time, stay informed, stay hopeful, and as Charlie would say, keep speaking truth boldly. Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at More Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.